This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday and these are the headlines. The vaccination for children aged 12 to 17 years old with comorbidities will start today at four hospitals in Davao City. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, the spokesperson for the Davao City COVID-19 Task Force, told Davao City Disaster Radio on Wednesday that the minors belonging to Priority Group A3 or persons with comorbidities need to get vaccinated as they are considered as among the vulnerable sector who will most likely suffer from severe symptoms of the coronavirus disease. These hospitals are the government-run Southern Philippines Medical Center, Davao Doctors Hospital, Metro Davao Medical and Research Center, and Siemens Hospital. Other provinces in the region will also start rolling out vaccination for minors. These hospitals are Davao del Sur Provincial Hospital, Davao Regional Medical Center in Tagum City, Davao de Oro Provincial Hospital, and Davao Oriental Provincial Medical Center. In other news, the University of Mindanao has a successful run in the October 2021 licensure exam for foresters, as not only all first-time takers passed, but one earned a place among the nation's top 10 examinees. Ryle Gonzalez Anuber posted a score of 89.60 and claims the 10th spot. The Professional Regulation Commission reported that nationwide, there were 443 examinees who passed out of more than 700 who registered to take the exam. In business, this year's Business Next Forum of B-School highlighted big data and analytics and its role in business. The event was spearheaded by Eileen Judan Zhao, the President and Country General Manager of IBM Philippines, as its speaker. This annual business event of the B-School of SW FINMA was attended by participants from the industry and government sectors, including those from the academe and students taking up business and those aspiring to build their own business. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.